even if you have hard, terrible things in your life, sinful patterns, wounds that you feel like you cannot heal from, the risen Jesus is waiting to heal you. The risen Jesus is waiting to break the chains in your life.
Welcome back to the show. It's episode 95. Here we go.
Okay. Plucking away at the guitar, just relieving a little stress. I don't know if you know, but I'm an amateur guitarist and songwriter. And by amateur, I mean possibly one of the greatest guitarists and songwriters in the history of, I would say the world, but it's maybe a little bit untapped. Maybe they got to keep tapped into this. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I know you like that. I was just playing a little bit of guitar. And now you might ask yourself, Pete, the camera's rolling. You're playing guitar. Who, how, well, a little bit behind the movie magic, behind the scenes of movie magic, I was playing the guitar. And I said, you know what? Maybe I'll keep the guitar in my hand when we start, because to let you guys know a little bit about me, a little bit more about me, but I love playing guitar. One of my favorite hobbies, I taught myself, learned guitar when I was younger. I loved to play guitar. It's one of my favorite things to do to just de-stress, let off steam, and just be creative in a way. This thing right here, I mean, shout out to the maker of this guitar. I got this for $100, like 7-8 years ago. No, honestly, probably close to 10 years ago. Lucero. And this thing, since I've had my children and my son, has taken a beating. I mean, this guitar, I shout out to the makers of this guitar, Lucero, because this thing takes a beating every single day. My son grabs it, plucks at it, puts things inside. Every morning I wake up and it's just like with things inside of the guitar. I mean, and it's still, listen to this. Not bad. Not bad for every single day. Falling, getting crushed, my son playing with the pegs. So I literally was like, I've said this to producer Tanya. I'm like, the makers of this guitar need to start like marketing their guitars as childproof, because this thing takes a beating and every single day still does what it needs to do. It's a little out of tune right now, but that's okay. I'm not going to worry about it. So I've always wanted to, I was playing the guitar and I was like, you know what, let me shout out Lucero. I don't even know if that's how you say it. Lucero. I'm assuming it's Italian. Lucero guitars. Excellence in classical guitar, it says inside the body here. And you know what? I have to agree, because this guitar has had Lego blocks in it, has been thrown down a little child slide, has literally, I've taken veggie straws out of this thing every other day. I'm taking veggie straws out. And those, you know how hard it is to get veggie straws out of a guitar? It's not easy at all. And still every day, this thing just cruises the perfect sound of a C chord. Wow. Like it's never had a veggie straw near it once. But it has, and it does pretty much every single day. So shout out to Lucero. I'll put this down over here out of frame. Again, welcome back to episode 95 of What's the Dill. We're gearing up for episode 100, and I'm trying to figure out if we should do something special. I'm not sure. I almost want to do a live episode, but I don't know how that would be possible. If you have any ideas or how we could pull off a live episode, or any ideas of how we could have like a fun 100th episode, I'd be down. It's in a month, a little more than a month. So let me know in a comment, or just tell me what you think we could do for a 100th episode. I feel like a live episode that we record, and then a live episode, and then like putting that out. But thank you all again for spending some of your day, your busy night, with me here on What's the Dill. I appreciate it so much. I know how busy life can be, and that you are carving out some time to spend it with me is, I'm so grateful for that. And it's been a busy week for myself. I mean, I don't even know what day. I think, is it morning outside? Is it afternoon? I have no idea. It's been a pretty busy week. One of those weeks that, you know, you're like, all right, work, life, children, or, you know, school, whatever you're in, whatever you're doing. It was just one of those weeks that everything started adding up. And I started having the to-do lists in my head. And I was like, I need to start writing some of this down. And I had two separate to-do lists. And I was like, let me combine these to-do lists. And it was just a jumbled mess of tasks I need to do. But we've gotten through it. We're getting through it. And with God's grace, this Holy Week has been a good week so far. I had a very classic Lenten mistake last week. I did one of the most classic Catholic things ever. Friday in Lent, didn't eat meat all day, felt good about it. I actually fasted. I was like, I'm going to fast. Then we're going to go get seafood at a little restaurant, get some, like, you know, shrimp tostadas or seafood tostadas, some ceviche, and we'll just have a simple little Friday in Lent meal. Everything went according to plan until your boy forgot that tacos, that Mexican street tacos, are filled with meat. In fact, most of a Mexican street taco is just delicious seasoned beef. Everything went according to plan, except, dang, I've completely blanked on that. Ordered some tacos, just absolutely crushed them. I got ceviche and tacos, and I crushed these tacos. I mean, oh, these are good. What are you guys used to cooking these type, like, enjoying? Like, I was just, oh my gosh. And it wasn't until I was clearing my plate and actually saved one of the tacos for later, when I was putting it in my little doggy bag, I was like, oh, I'm going to save this taco for tomorrow on Saturday, because today's Friday, because it's Friday Lent, and I've eaten meat. I just had 5 tacos de carne, and I absolutely did not abstain. And I just had to laugh it off, because I was like, oh my gosh, I was so good all day, but the second I saw that menu, it was like, absolutely Men in Black light across my eyes and my head. Forgot, not supposed to abstain. Forgot it's not supposed to eat meat, so it's abstained from meat. But I kind of thought about it, and I said, you know what, I made some sacrifice all day, not trying to toot my own horn, but I feel like God was calling me to do a fast that day, so I did a fast. And in that hunger, I forgot not to eat meat. So I was like, well, I made a sacrifice during the day. Hopefully that kind of cancels out the eating. 5 tacos, not just 1 or 2. I had 5, which, if you know me, that's not really out of this world, but I had 5 tacos. And every single bite of those 5 tacos, not one second was I like, this is a Friday in Lent. I was like, oh, this is delicious. Oh my gosh, what do they cook this with? But we move on. We press on, even though we make mistakes, which brings me to kind of the meat of this podcast, what I wanted to talk to you all about. And Easter is right around the corner. This is being released Holy Week. And I thought about Easter, and I was thinking about Easter. And I was thinking about Easter, and like, Easter is such a special time to break chains, because the belief in Easter is so important, is so powerful, is so impactful, and it's so radical. It's like, oh, actually, the God I believe he became a man, he died unjustly because of me, went into a tomb for 3 days, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and now he's there alive in physical, glorified body, soul, divinity. That's what we believe. Being a Christian is not just like, hey, make sure that you're like really nice to people. Well, that's a good symptom of being Christian. But the core belief of being a Christian is that God became man, died a brutal death, and then rose from the dead. It's like the most radical thing you could think. It's very important. It's not just something like, oh, okay, well, I guess that sounds pretty cool. We hear it so much, I think it can like desensitize our spirits, but it's very important, and it's right now. And it can be important in our lives to break chains. All right, so let's talk about chains. Let's talk about chains. What do we mean when we say chains? You know, Jesus broke the chains of sin and death. What does chains mean for us? As men, we don't want to admit that we have changed. But boy, as guys, we got a lot of change. You know, someone asks you about how your day was. You're like, the day was pretty good. You know, not bad. Just hanging in there. Busy. You know, like I was just saying. But deep down, you can be like thinking about you got picked last for, you know, baseball growing up. You feel insecure about your, you know, insecure about your relationships. You feel inadequate. You have broken relationship with your parents. Maybe you've had suffering and sin in your life. You've had people treat you terribly. We can have these chains where these chains in our lives, which we don't even really maybe admit that we have chains in our lives. It can be really, really hard for men to admit that we have chains in our lives. Chains that need breaking. Chains that we can't break. Because, you know, guys, we're solution-oriented. We're like, you give me a problem, I'll fix it. You give me a problem, I'll think I can fix it. And if I get other guys around me, we'll all come up with a solution for how to fix it. That's what we do. We're solution-oriented. We want to come up with solutions to our problems. But spiritual chains in our lives are not really something we can fix on our own. And it's really hard for us to admit that. Chains of guilt, fear, addiction, negative thought patterns, sinful behavior can all keep us chained. And we know, and you know what the chains are in your life. Or maybe you don't know. But there's chains. Think about the negative self-talk you have sometimes. Think about the sins that you keep repeating over and over again, that you're busting your head against the wall trying to stop sinning, but you can't stop sinning. Thinking about maybe a broken relationship you have with a parent or a sibling who treated you terribly, or a friend who abused you and betrayed you. And we just hold on to these chains. And again, sometimes as guys, we can want to pretend, as guys, we can want to pretend like everything's okay. But what's special about Easter is it's a time to break chains. Easter is a time to admit that we have chains we need breaking and Jesus can break them. We all have these things that are holding us back, and we can't break the chains. You cannot break these chains of sin, these chains of fear, guilt, addiction. You cannot break them on your own. The world might tell you can break them on your own. The world might try to sell you a course that says if you take this course and you make this money and you build this professional network, your chains will be broken, and then you will have a good relationship with your dad. It's like, if you make a lot of money, if you buy a fancy car, your father will finally love you. Or that abuse you suffered will finally be okay. And we know it's not. That's why being a Christian is special, though. Because these things that we cannot heal on our own, we can give to God. And through his resurrection, he can heal. Because of his resurrection, he can heal the chains, break the chains in our lives, and heal us of wounds in our lives. So, what does that have to do with Easter? We get it. What's kind of the connection? We have sins. We have chains in our lives. We're broken. Okay, we get it, Pete. We get it. We all got these really crazy things happen to us. But what does it have to do with Easter? Easter is the ultimate chain breaker. Easter is the reminder that Jesus is king over the world. In a culture and society that tries to tell us every single day that political power or money or fame are the things that are most important, Easter is the reminder that we can put our hope in God, in hope for things that are greater than us, in hope for healing. We can put our hope in the risen Jesus, not just a Jesus who died. And we say, oh, wow, well, he lived a great 33 years. It's like, no, we put our hope in a risen Jesus that's alive right now, currently alive, and who wants to do good things for you. Jesus is alive and wants to heal you of your wounds. Jesus is alive and wants to break the chains in your life. That's why Easter is important. Even if you have hard, terrible things in your life, sinful patterns, wounds that you feel like you cannot heal from, the risen Jesus is waiting to heal you. The risen Jesus is waiting to break the chains in your life. It's a time to let yourself believe in the power of God, in the power of a risen God, not just our human weakness, but my you know, my pain is too great, Lord. My sin is too deep. I've been away from you for too long. No one can understand the wounds I've suffered. Easter is a reminder that even death can't stop God, so he can heal you of what you need to be healed from. You know, a really great first step in healing wounds and breaking chains is repenting of your sins, admitting your own wrongdoing, admitting that, you know what, you're not perfect. Use this time, use this opportunity to go repent of your sins. That's, and we talked about that last week. It's really, really hard in the Christian life to live the Christian life on the sidelines. And we have a lot of sin in our lives that puts us on the sidelines. So go repent. Go get forgiveness. Go to confession. Go ask for forgiveness. Go say sorry for something you've done. That person in your mind or now that you need to get forgiveness from, go ask for forgiveness. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging, but it's going to start the process of healing you of your wounds and breaking the chains. You also got to forgive. You got to forgive. There's going to be people in your lives who've wronged you. You got to forgive. If you want to break chains, if you want your wounds healed, you got to forgive people. And this is hard. This is hard for me. This has been hard for me. I've been constantly forgiving a lot of you out there. You know who you are who've wronged me. No, I'm just kidding. Forgiving can be hard. When we don't forgive, it like creates our hearts to be hard, and we just hold on to that. And we lock the door in our hearts of like, all right, that's where I hate that guy. That's where I, you know, despise that girl or this institution or this group did this to me. And I just hold on to that. It can be really, really hard to let go of those things. But part of the healing process, part of breaking chains is forgiving people, forgiving those who've wronged us. Then we got to pray. We got to bring these things to prayer. We have to bring our weakness, our brokenness to prayer. We have to bring them to prayer, empty it all in prayer between you and God. And then if you're really, really looking for breaking chains, if you're really, really looking to get healed, we need people to pray over us. We need deliverance from these. We need people to deliver us from these prayers. So grab someone you trust, grab someone that, you know, is following God. Grab someone in your life who you respect, who, you know, is following Jesus. Ask them to pray over you, to deliver you, to break these chains. You know, there might be a local priest, you know, who can pray deliverance prayers from you. There might be a friend or pastor or leader or a spiritual leader, director, who can help pray over you to break chains. But you need to actually put yourself in the prayer and put yourself in a position where God can break these chains in your life. So repent, forgive, pray. Get prayed over. These are steps you can take to break the chains of your life. And it's not going to be easy because those things are deep and they're dark and it hurts to break these chains. But God is waiting for us to do that. A personal story in my life of, you know, breaking chains and God being there waiting for me is, you know, there was a time in my life, you know, a while ago where I, you know, hadn't gone to confession for a long time. And it was too long where I spent not going to confession. And I was holding on to a lot of shame and a lot of guilt and a lot of pain in my life. I was holding on to these things that I've done wrong. I just kind of had the attitude of like, oh my gosh, look, oh gosh, I know how to communicate these sins in my life. I'm just going to try to like wrestle philosophically with my shortcomings. And, you know, I'll get to confession one day and I'll confess. And I felt God calling me to draw closer and closer and closer to him in confession. But it took me way, 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 way too long. So after a certain amount of time, I felt the courage to go back to confession. And, you know, I had my list of sins and I was really taking this seriously. And I, you know, got to a church and it was way too long. And I had all my sins. And I wanted to read them for the priest. And I go into confession. I have a great confession, great little back and forth with the priest. I walk out of there. I say my penance and I just sat in the church in prayer. And I just felt God saying to me, Pete, I've been waiting for you. I'm so happy that you're here and that you came to me in confession. Pete, I've been waiting for you. I'm so glad you came to me. So happy you're here in the gift of confession. And this was a long time not going to confession. You know, you kind of expect, you know, I was kind of expecting a little bit of like a, oh, you've been a bad boy, Pete. You've been a bad boy. But all God said, it was like, he was never gone. He was like, I'm so glad you're here. I felt God say that. And that was powerful for me because it's like I was condemning myself. But it was a reminder for me to seek repentance. And again, we're not dealing with a broken God. We're dealing with a risen God. So God who broke the chains of sin and death, that can say, I'm so happy you're here when we repent. Because our sin, he's conquered that. He's conquered the effects of sin. He's conquered what sin is. He's conquered death. So, you know, hopefully that's a reminder for you that no matter how far you've gone, no matter how far you think you are, no matter how much you think you've offended God, no matter how sinful you think you are, God is waiting for you to meet you in your life. God is waiting for you to come back to him. God is waiting for you. So that was kind of my thoughts about why Easter is important for guys. And yeah, I hope you like it. So if that resonates with you, if you enjoy that, let me know in a comment. Please reach out. Thank you all for watching this episode. Please like, share, subscribe, and I'll see you all soon next week. Peace.